Before we get started, I want to invite all of you who are sitting in the back to, if you wish, you may certainly feel free to move a little closer. It might be a little easier to hear. I promise you there won't be an altar call and we won't pass a plate. So, but if you would like to move forward to hear a little bit better, please feel free to do so. Also, if the applicant should have any exhibits that they put on display here on either one of these easels, feel free to get up and take a look at them, because you obviously can't see them very well from back there. I don't even know if they're going to have any, but if they do, feel free to get up and just ask that you would do it quietly. Thank you. Our public hearing is subdivision 2011-6, Roy F. Rogers.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 31.8 acres into five lots, and a waiver from the street design and forested buffer requirements, and located on the east side of Walt Carmine Lane, which is a private 50-foot road, 516 feet north of Route 24. For the benefit of the record, I'll ask Mr. Abbott, since he's in possession of the file on this application, to provide any comments we received from any agency or individual.
Mr. Chairman, we did not require this application to be reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee since the street's existing. Okay. The only other thing that I would add was that the commission reviewed this request as another business item on March 24th of this year, and you determined that a public hearing would be required. That's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you, and I'm sure you gentlemen do remember this just falls just on the other side of our policy, and so that's why it's here in front of us as a public hearing this evening. Is there anyone here representing this application? Come on up, sir, if you would.
Yes, I'm Roy Rogers. 28309 Walt Carmine Lane, Millsboro, Delaware. And as they've all said, that's what we're trying to do, is get four lots taken out of that 31 acres. And it's just something my mother has willed over to the grandchildren, just four different lots for this year. Hopefully we'll do it in another year.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start here with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, as I'm looking at this subdivision plan, are you talking about lots G, H, I, and J?
Yes, I am.
Are there currently houses on those lots?
Not on those lots, no.
Because when I visited the site before, and again as late as about an hour ago, it appeared as though there was a number of homes already on the right-hand side of Walt Carmine Lane, but I don't see those depicted on here. Am I mistaken, or
there is some there on the opposite side of the road? There's six houses at least, and on the other side, next to the GH9J, there is two on that one side as you're going in.
Just two going in.
Yes.
Okay. Because I noticed one had must be a state police officer that resides there.
That's my nephew.
Did I also hear you make the statement that you're having the four lots now and perhaps in the future deeding off some more lots to other family members? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Could you tell me about how many lots you'd like to deed off? Is that another four lots?
If that's all we can do, each year is four, you're right. That's what I've been told anyhow. So it'll probably be another seven or eight more lots, probably, or maybe nine, within the next two or three years, I guess, if we can.
So then it sounds like we're talking about a possibility of, let's see, 9, 14, and 20 or so lots off of this one street.
Yes.
Probably yes. I mean, my math might be off a little bit, but and who currently maintains the lane?
We do ourselves.
We meaning?
My family.
Okay. Because one of the concerns, sir, I have as a commissioner is exactly transpiring here is we start out with a couple houses on a lane, and then a couple more houses and a couple more houses, and we wind up with basically a dirt lane with potholes.
Well, it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be in the process that John Atkins is supposed to have allotted money for us to get it blacktopped. But it's not in the process. It's in the process, but it's not been taken care of yet.
So at some point, the this is a public road? Then.
Yes.
Okay.
For public access, yes.
Okay. Because it says it's dedicated to public use but privately maintained.
Yes, that's right.
Because it's not built to the state specs, basically.
Right. And these lots are intended to be all occupied by heirs of Francis
yes,
Rogers?
Nobody else but them.
Okay. But they could turn around and sell it to somebody else?
I'm assuming, yes.
Okay. And the intent is to leave the lane as is unless the benevolent John Atkins can get it paid for you?
He said the money's been allotted, so that's all I know so far.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further questions.
Mr. Burton.
What is the waiver that you're asking for?
It would be from the county street design requirements.
Which is what? It's a landscaping?
No, it's a street. It would be the paving.
Oh, the county specs.
Street design.
Street design, the 2 quarters of asphalt.
But if it goes through with being paved, it'd be that essentially is.
He's saying Representative Atkins would pay to have it paved, yes.
Okay, so you need a waiver to put lots on a road that does not meet state spec.
Correct.
That's all.
All right, then. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rogers. I have a question. As you've gone through this application, did you familiarize yourself with a section of our county ordinance known as 99-9C? Are you familiar with that, any part of that ordinance? Because that's the provisions of that ordinance have some cares and concerns that we typically try to go through, and one of which is the screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways. Now, not getting into trying to dissect what is objectionable, but you are asking for a waiver from the forested buffer requirement. Was that going to be a hardship to do that, or?
I didn't know what the waiver was supposed to be myself offhand.
Is that?
I just told Mr. Robertson we had to advertise a waiver because this is a major subdivision,
uh-huh.
And the county, we have never required buffers on strip lots.
I see. Okay.
Since it was in a major subdivision ordinance, we had to advertise it as a waiver.
And this didn't have to go to tax, so maybe I would ask you or Mr. Lank or Mr. Rogers, how about the provision for like stormwater management?
Usually strip lots aren't subject to stormwater regs. If this were approved and property owner came in to get a building permit, they would have to fill out a general permit for the conservation district.
Understood, yeah. So what we should concentrate on is just what the applicant's talking about tonight, the 4 strip lots and the residual lands, and not so much think about the consideration of what may end up being here in the aggregate where we might find it desirable to ask things like sidewalks and streetlights and stormwater management. Is that correct?
That'd be correct. If you were to put sidewalks back here, it's only going to serve the 4 lots because
yep.
You don't have any other mechanism to connect to anything.
Yes, I understand. Thank you. Just wanted to be. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sir. Mr. Rawls?
No questions, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Roberts? No questions. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I have another one.
Yes, sir.
Subject feasibility. Has there been any septic feasibility studies done on these lots as to whether they're going to perk or not? Or
there has been one on one lot that's been perked and everything.
Just on one lot?
Yes. They're all, like I said, they're all about the same area. So I'm assuming there's going to be the same, but they may not be. I don't know. Most time we got sandy land back there, so it's pretty good.
And Mr. Lankler, these are strip lots. Will we require that?
Not typically.
Okay.
There's some real estate transaction laws that require them to either sign a waiver that they're not going to have, that they know that they may not be able to develop the lot, or they actually do the septic evaluation to verify that it's suitable for septic.
That would be part of any contract of sale of the lot to
I don't some know what third happens
party. Now, if it's family, where
I don't know how
deed, that wouldn't necessarily apply. But.
That's right.
Same time, that's between family, I suppose. If you transfer a deed to family that doesn't perk, you may have worse troubles.
I remember when we talked to Mr. Rogers, it's been months ago, the intent, we brought it before commission as a possible minor subdivision because it was in a part of a will in a state. And that's the only reason he showed four lots. I didn't realize he was going to have more, but since he could have applied for all of them at once, being it's applied for as a major.
Yeah, I was told I could only apply for four at a time.
Well, you would. If you get a minor, it's only four per year. But if you go for the public hearing, you could apply for whatever number you could fit on the property. That would have saved you another trip, but I didn't realize you were going to do it.
Yeah, didn't know that.
But, I mean, he came in and applied for what he applied for originally because the commission felt it more appropriate that he apply for a public hearing. I just wanted the commission to be reminded of that.
I just have one clarification question. Walt Carmine Lane is a public road. Is that a public road? It says dedicated to public use, privately maintained. Is it considered, is it a public road or not?
Once it's recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be privately maintained, dedicated to public use. It doesn't sound like it's part of DelDOT's inventory of roads. I mean, so it's not public in that sense. It's not state.
No, it's not. It's intended to remain private with private maintenance, but the road is to be dedicated to public use. Otherwise, the funds aren't available.
Okay. For the
discretionary country. Funds.
Right, exactly.
If they were to build it to plan on building a street, and dedicated public use, they would build it to state specs rather than county specs. And there's a little bit of difference, not as much as it used
right.
to be.
It's
actually,
right.
they're pretty close now. I think there's another inch of asphalt put on the state street, and then there's a better base. But not there isn't much difference.
Okay.
It used to be a lot of difference, but not much.
It also sounds like it didn't beat that DelDOT deadline, whenever that was, however many years ago, where if you had it dedicated to public use.
If they'd have done it in between July 1 of 75 and June 30th of 78, they could have asked it to be dedicated to public use, recorded a plot, and it would have been state maintained and probably paved already.
Right.
If there had been at least five homes on it.
Right, right.
I don't know how many homes were in that time period.
Probably three. Maybe.
Mr. Rogers, do you know what the plan is for the paving, what the specification is going to be?
I don't know that offhand, no, because I'm just waiting. All I know from what John Atkins told me, he's allotted the money to do it. That's all I know
okay.
so far.
And is there currently a written agreement in place regarding the maintenance of the road that has been agreed to by all the people who are using the road?
Not really, no. We just do it by word of mouth, and we do it.
Yeah, and I think as long as it's family members, that might work. But even then, sometimes that people's memories get fuzzy,
true,
you know.
Yeah.
And then if somebody transfers a lot out to someone else, and it, you know, it's very likely that if the commission looks favorably upon that will be a requirement that there will have to be a written maintenance agreement for the road. And there may even be some design criteria for the road, but we don't know yet. But at any rate, appreciate you being here.
Best question.
Yes.
Yeah, that was something that we talked about.
How many other property owners are there along that road? Not counting family. There's quite a bit of acreage.
On Walt Carmine Lane?
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
Other than family?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I'm probably thinking of Washington Street.
That's the other
Washington one. Street is just away, not too far from you, and it's got a mix of several different property owners, different farms, and
yes.
everything. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking of Washington Street. Sorry.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes, sir.
That's something that we had given some thought to about how to address Walt Carmine Lane. The issue, though, is that right now the county is only looking at four lots. You know, I don't know that the county can impose a requirement on however many other property owners or lots that aren't in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission right now. We don't essentially have jurisdiction over them to make them sign an agreement. I mean, there's some discussion about whether, you know, or maybe some discussion about whether the commission wants to have lots G, H, I, and J at least maintain what's in front of their lot. I'll tell you, though, that in my profession, I've seen this very situation blow up, though. You know, it works great when it's all family. You might want to get everybody now, whether the county can require you to do it or not, but get everybody now to agree to something, because as soon as, you know, one of your family members wants to move away, you know, or, you know, heaven forbid there's a divorce or any other kind of circumstances, and you get somebody else that's not family in there, you're in for a fight, because somebody's going to have different expectations from you as to how that road should be maintained. So just a word to the wise that it happens more than you probably care to think about, where neighbors and family end up butting heads with each other.
As well, Mr. Rogers, you know, typically if it was a major subdivision, we would require stormwater management and drainage and all that. And since you're anticipating having more lots, and this is kind of a preliminary site plan, while it's still in pencil, you may want to touch base with your drainage issues and your lot configuration to make sure that you don't create a situation where you can't address those drainage issues down the road. And because, again, it's for the best interest of your family members as well as the value of those lots. As time moves on, eventually they are sold, no matter what happens, that we all go by the way at some point. So addressing those drainage issues up front, even though you only have four or five lots in front of us, would be to your benefit, and it would help everybody, I think, down the road.
All right, sir.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2011-6, Roy F. Rogers? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2011-6? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.